Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's now time to talk Troy boys basketball with head coach Jonathan Rodvelt. And, well, Troy, last year, kind of an up-and-down year, ultimately finishing with 9 wins overall. But, Coach, you bring pretty much everybody back from last year. Only lost a couple of guys, so you have high expectations heading into this season. Overall, just how have things gone to this point through the first couple of weeks of practice and the first game on Friday?
Everything's gone pretty smooth. We bring back a lot of kids, and our young guys are now supposed to be experienced players. So a lot of it is just kind of smoothing over some of the things that we know from the past and incorporating some other small little details. It's been a really smooth transition into the season, and we've got a good group of younger guys that come in too, and they work hard and they give us a lot of good competition in practice, which we haven't necessarily had in the past.
Yeah, and you look ahead at some guys you do bring back, one of them being the big one, Jarrett Norris. He seems to be much better after that injury he suffered in football season. He's a guy that averaged pretty much a double-double last year per game. What are just some things you expect from him this year in his junior campaign?
I would say I expect him to demand the ball a little bit more and be a little more aggressive. Last season, some of the accolades that he'd earned gave him a big shot of confidence, and I think you'll be able to see that this year. That he'll understand that, hey, I am one of the main guys out here on the floor, and I think we'll see a lot of leadership out of him this year as well.
And you look ahead here to the first couple games of this season. You begin Friday at Riverside. You know that's going to be a tough test. Then you've got Hiawatha as well coming up on Tuesday. They're predicted to be one of the best teams in the Big 7 League. So what do you look at, especially from your from the standpoint of just expectations of your guys through these first couple of games?
Oh, we know nothing's going to be perfect. But if they come out and play hard and we can play the style that we've learned over the past couple of years. That's all I can really ask for. It's not going to be perfect. The Riverside game is always an ugly game for either team. And, you just got to, with the rivalry game on top of that, you just got to dig down and play your game and try not to worry about, what they're going to throw at you, but focus on what your goal is and how you want to play throughout the season.
Well, Coach, we look forward to seeing what your guys can do here this year. It should be a fun season for everyone up there in Troy. But thank you so much for taking the time and joining us. We look forward to hearing from you throughout the year. Thank you so much again.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Jonathan Rodvelt, the head coach of the Troy boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. They're brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Johns Market Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats on the MSC Sports Radio Network.